In a groundbreaking judgment handed down by the Johannesburg High Court today, the DA has won our long-running battle to expose complete records of the ANC's National Cadre Deployment Committee's role in the corruption, capture and collapse of South Africa's public sector. In its ruling, the court found that the ANC's refusal to make public minutes, WhatsApp conversations, email threads, CVs, and all other records of its Cadre Deployment Committee was unlawful and invalid. The court ordered the ANC to pay the DA's costs in this case and to surrender within 5 days all of these documents dating back to January 2013 when President Cyril Ramaphosa became the chairman of the Cadre Deployment Committee. Ramaphosa chaired this committee all throughout the years of Jacob Zuma's presidency, during which time the committee exercised undue influence to ensure the appointment of the corrupt cadres who captured and collapsed our state. Today's ruling is a historic victory by the DA for transparency and the rule of law in South Africa. For nearly 3 decades, the ANC's Cadre Deployment Committee secretly interfered in appointments across the state, directly causing the collapse of service delivery and the load shedding crisis that we all experience on a daily basis. That secrecy ends now, thanks to the DA's relentless fight for the public's right to know the truth about ANC cadre deployment corruption.